Oh my goodness. It has been so long since we have done this and we are back. Yeah, that's I can't I think I kept trying to record. I kept trying to record my last episode, I think, with my buddy from the Netherlands, sometime last summer. And then going through everything that I went through, moving out, living where I was with my buddy, moving out of there, that whole situation to where I'm at now. It's been the craziest ride. And I have to, I'm in like a mini meeting room right now, and I have to use my hotspot, and I have like 5% left of my phone. So I think I'm just gonna ride this episode out until my phone dies and then I lose connection to the network. So, but yeah, it has been, wow, it's so weird. I'm on my laptop now, because I don't have my desktop set up yet. All my stuff is at Brendan's, for my computer stuff anyway. And so, but I got Zoom back, got it hooked up, and now we're just gonna see if we can rock kind of this like mobile setup, which is pretty simple and easy. And if this works, I mean, this is gonna be huge going forward. So, but yeah, I mean, went through a lot at the end of last year, which kind of caused me to step away for a while, which wasn't great, but I think it was sitting where I'm at now, it was definitely the huge break I think was needed. I really do. And it is wild how much time has passed since my last episode because of how much I got into it last year versus like where that is the long break. So it's been a trip, but that's the stupid, annoying but cool part about life is trying to enjoy that part of it as much as possible. So but yeah, no, I went home for around my birthday and caught up with family, kind of had needed a big reset. So I had to go back home, spend some time around family, friends, got to see a bunch of the guys. Got to hang around my sisters, my nieces. And then, come back here and resetting. I mean, it's just been the amount of like mental work that's gone on in this last 9 months has been crazy. So it's things are definitely good. It's like I said, it's weird being in the position that I'm at now, being able to have the mindset that I'm in now versus what it was not that long ago. So it really is about like putting yourself first and like making your mental health like a priority. Like it really is. And that's what's and now here we are, we're back. And it feels really good to be sitting here with this microphone again. I don't even know who's even listening still. So if you want to reach out, feel free. I love that. I love when people reach out and tell me about the pod. I have a lot of I'm not gonna go too much into like what my plans are this year because I feel like it's just better to do them and not I've done a thing for my entire life where it's I talk about what I want to do and then a lot of the times I don't even do most of that stuff. So it's I'm just gonna not even go into detail like what my plans are for this year. I'm just gonna continue to do them and go from there. But like with the podcast, I just plan on being a lot more consistent this year for sure. Maybe branching off into something else, maybe starting a second one because the draft has got me so hyped on not only just like Bears football, but like Chicago sports in general. And I'm like excited to because I have friends that are and so into sports that I do want to just start something where we bullshit and because it's so much fun and to be able to sit around and talk about sports with friends for however long we do it for that has potential. So like I said, we'll see. But yeah, just being way more consistent on this and also kind of this is rebranding. This is going to be season two. It's going to be a lot less about there's definitely still going to be mental health stuff in there absolutely because that's kind of like how it started, but I do want to move it into way more of a funnier, lighthearted space. I know I've said that and then it keeps going back to mental health, but it's just well, this is what I deal with on a regular basis, so it's just easy to talk about. And so, yeah, it's I just have just to be a lot more consistent. It's because I kept wanting to do an episode when I was, you know, living in Tempe, and I just never even got around to it. And so today was the day I finally just got up, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, let's go. Like, we're gonna let's go figure out what we gotta do to be able to record. And so now here we are. And so I'm just gonna post this up today. And like I said, if you're still listening, I mean, thank God, because like, and I'm grinding. I gotta Avery made me, so I gotta update the cover art for like my socials for Asthma Attack, and then we're starting to kind of build out a little bit. And shout out to Sarah Hopkins for helping me out with that. She's been huge. She's kind of like taking over as like we have to, we're rebranding the logo. Like, we're starting to talk about, because I'm trying to build it out for like for merch and like just to have it a lot more like a lot more personal and like real. And so her and I are building a logo, and then she's gonna help me optimize like my website and go from there. And then yeah, just being consistent, man. That's like the biggest thing. Like this isn't gonna be, you know, relatively successful overnight. This is gonna take years of doing this. But that's the thing about this is not hard for me. So it's, now you could say that'd be like, well, why'd you step away for 9 months? Or just that's just like a weird mental thing with me where I think I just needed to, I did so good with it last year that I think where I was at in my headspace, at the end of the summer last year, I just it was not, I was not in the right headspace to be putting stuff out creatively, because it wouldn't have been, I just wasn't in a good spot for it. So I think the break was necessary, but that's the good thing is you can always come back. So it's like we're back, we're here. So yeah, just like constantly adjusting. Like, we're talking to, I'm going next weekend to see Connor Scommel. Huge shout out to him. Him and I kind of have been right next to each other along this journey over this last, you know, not even a full year, but him and I have gotten so close, and he's been such a huge help to me. And now with, you know, Serge being involved too, but I get to go see. So now we're helping him out too, and you know, he's starting to pick it up a little bit, and it's good. It's really good to see like the slight improvements, because it's like, because where Connor and I were in our spots, like being able to help each other, like, and how we're in such a better position now mentally, it's good to see. And we're just now we get to help someone else do that, especially like where him and I like went through the mud together, to where it's like now we can look at that, we can take a step back and look at it from an outside perspective and be like, dude, like we were here not that long ago, like let's take a step back, let's see, like let's think about like why we're thinking what we're thinking, and like none of this stuff is really as big of a deal as we make it out to be anyway. Like, we suffer way more up here than we do in reality. So it's like once you start to kind of change your perspective on that, things become a lot simpler, it's a lot dumber, honestly. Like, it's just like I still struggle with it, but like just being the most anxious kid of all time ever, and to where I'm at now, to where it's like, oh, none of this shit matters. Like, I'm gonna be dead and gone, and I'd be lucky if it was, you know, 50 more years. That would be sick. That would be great. But you never know. That's the craziest part about it, is you literally never know. So it's like, I hope I live way longer than that, and I hope medicine makes, like, I hope we're all like healthy as shit and everyone's still 110 years old. But if I can't walk or move or be myself at 110, then I'm good with clocking out. So, and if there's nothing left of like me, who this guy is like now, if there's nothing left of me, then there's no point in me being here. And that's just the reality. Especially like if I can't move, I can't talk, then for me, it's like, there's no reason for me to still be around. I feel like I'm just a burden at that point. So, but yeah, dude, sorry that I don't even know why I'm apologizing, but Anyone who's ever listened and still listens, like I don't know who all, like the analytics don't show me exactly who you guys are or what. So like all I can do is say thank you to whoever actually listens. Like this has been a dream of mine for forever, and I know it's like nothing. This is not going to be like you're not going to see me doing this full time, like for years. If at all, this is just something that I really like to do that I eventually would like to keep working on to where, or I would like to keep like putting my head down and grinding and working on to eventually make it that reality. And so it's like, I'm just going to keep doing that. And like where I'm at now, where I used to be like back in the day, like being such like a judgmental, like little prick to where it's like now, it's like, I'm not bothering anybody by doing this. You know what I mean? Like you don't, if you think this is cringe, if you don't like it, great. You don't have to, like no one's making you listen to me. No one's making you watch me. So if you're watching this and then going and being like, yo, this is so cringe, like, but you're still sitting through and watching all this, like, I'm not even gonna like shoot an insult back at you. Just like really take a look at yourself. 'Cause like, why are you wasting your time watching me listen to me just to then send it out and then tell people like, oh, this is cringe, this is embarrassing, why is he doing this? Like, why are you watching and paying so much attention then? Think about that. But it's like that's where it's like that type of mindset though is what has helped me so much recently in my, like, I don't want to call it my journey, but it's like that's what has helped me so much recently in just like putting a lot of shit in perspective. And like Connor and I do this all the time, and I think it's going to help Surge out a lot too, which is going to be great. It's just like really like never forcing anything. Like if you don't want to be around me, that's all right. Like I can't make you be around me. If you don't want to be with me, as much as I like that, as much as I would want to be with you, if that's the case, like that, there's nothing I can do about that. You can't force people to talk to you, to be around you, to stay with you, to date you, to love you. Like it's not force anything. And like that, what stuff literally just comes to you. I'm like, I promise you, I thought like getting into all this stuff about like manifesting and like, I have a few friends that are really into it. Like yeah, listening to them, like part of you is like, this is bullshit. Like this stuff isn't, it is real. Like everything up here, like it all starts up here. Like the way you talk to yourself, the way you speak out loud, like those shit you're saying and thinking like really does matter. And so now like where I used to have to, where like things would get me down and I would sink, I'm so much better at being able to be like taking a deep breath, letting it come in. And just like processing it and be like, okay, like I didn't like that. That's not cool, but okay, we pick it up, we let it go, we move on. And it's just like that alone is just gonna continue to, cause life's is tough right now. Obviously, we still, you gotta find, you gotta find as much fun and the blessings everywhere that you can. And but it's life's never gonna like be easy until, you know, if you do all the right things to eventually set yourself up for like a little bit down the road. So that's like what we're doing right now. Like we are in the thick of it. Like I'm grinding so hard, like trying to get a better job and like start a career in something else. And like for most of you that are close to me, like you know what that is. And yeah, it's just like it's literally just taking it one day at a time and just like trying to find small wins. Like you don't need to knock it out of the park every single day. You really like, that's where people get so burnt out. And like for me, part of me was like, I have such this like that I'm starting to kind of erode away, which has been so nice. But like you, I had such this like perfect like idea of myself for some reason that like I need to be this like absolutely like perfect, well put together person. It's like, sorry, but that's just, it's not me and it's never going to be me. So why do I keep trying to like force this narrative of who I am when that's not, it's not even who I am or really even want to be. And it's just like finding the dope stuff about me that is, that makes me like so not perfect. And I'm starting to like ramble now, so I apologize, but I didn't really have a plan. You know me, I usually never have a plan, and I've been away from the mic for a hot minute too. So it's like Diving back into this has been it's so weird seeing me on the camera again talking to this microphone. So, but I'm excited, dude. I'm excited. Yeah, I mean, shout out to Avery and Noah, dude. I mean, those two alone have saved my life. So it's like I can't shout out even Brendan too. It's just, those are just to name a few, but I mean, those are, I mean, if it wasn't for Avery, Noah, Connor, and then Brendan, I mean, and then obviously I can just, it just branches out from there how many people that have helped me. But it's just like so many people don't think they, so many people actually don't have anybody. There are times where you definitely feel like you don't have anybody, but you still do. Like some people actually don't have anybody. And it's like, so that's another thing too, where you just put it in perspective where it's like, I have some of the best friends, like of all time, that just are so willing to help and without like, holding it over your head too. That's the craziest thing. And so just being super blessed, and like setting myself up to be that person for somebody else. Like that's my thing now. 'Cause like, I love the Phoenix area so much and it is getting so crazy overpopulated, but it's like, dude, that's everywhere that's cool. So it's like you see it right now, like Kansas City, like not a super cool place, but rent's cheap and it has potential to be cool. Same thing with like Indianapolis, like the city. Unless you're like from there, like I don't think a lot of people know how sick those places are. Those places within a couple years are probably gonna be like, same thing with like Oklahoma City, like kind of low key right now. Like all these places, the more and more people find out about like cheaper rent and then the places are still cool and fun, people flock there, people go there. What happens? Everything goes up. Like Arizona 10 years ago, like I was out here in 2014 for, I was out here and in LA for, think like 10 days total or something like that, like 5 and 5. Maybe a couple more days here. I can't remember. But I mean, LA when I was there in 2014 was so chill. It was like during like when all the influencers started to like move there and shit like that from Vine and that type of shit. And like here, it was such a different world here. I keep trying to like, I wish I had like videos and shit on my phone, but obviously that was so long ago to where I don't even know where those phones are anymore. But like the difference in how things were 10 years ago, but it's like that's just the reality of, you know, people, it takes 9 months for people to be born and then they can potentially live to anywhere from 60 to 100. And then takes people that long to go away. So it's like it takes 9 months to create a person and they're around for potentially 60 to 100 years. It's just like that's a lot of people, dude. And it's just gonna keep, more and more people are gonna keep, I think our generation is gonna handle it well with kind of dialing that back with the kind of chilling out on the kids for a while, maybe kind of giving society a break with everything that's going on. But yeah, dude, it's one of those things where it's a cool area. People are gonna move to it, and that's what people around here keep getting pissed. It's just like there's nothing you can do about it. So you either can move or you can deal with it. It's like that's the benefit of like living here though, is yeah, like traffic gets shitty sometimes, but like if you plan well enough around the times, like you rarely have to even deal with it. And so it's like, and even when you do have to deal with it, you, that's the sacrifice of living somewhere cool. Like to me, it's just like, okay, I got to sit in traffic for an hour on a random day sometimes because I had to go do something. Okay, God forbid. But like, yeah, maybe that sucks and it's annoying and it's hot, but it's like, okay. But when like it's Saturday now, I'm about to have the most euphoric day ever. It's beautiful outside. It is absolutely beautiful outside. And now I get to go enjoy it and I can go 20 minutes to Phoenix. I can go 10 minutes to Gilbert. I can go 15 minutes to Tempe. I can go 20 to Scottsdale. It's just like I can go do whatever today. And it's just like trying to build out, trying to build out whatever you want to do, but also just I'm starting to ramble again, but you understand. And it's just like I'm gonna try to get a clip here for my TikTok if I have enough battery. I got 4%. Oh, that hasn't killed it at all. And so, look at this, dude. Get on the TikTok, dude. And so, but it's just about like, just about doing your thing and doing what you want to do. I don't know why I had so much. It's like almost comical now, like where I'm sitting at versus where I was, even less than a year ago. Because it's just once you really start to block out like all of the external stuff, like it's so cliche. It is so cliche, like what they tell you, like worry about yourself, like you got to be selfish for now, like you got to put your head down, you got to worry about you, like focus on the people that love you, that care, like all of that cliche shit that when you're down bad in that moment, you're like, God, like shut the fuck up. Like stop telling me this shit. Like, 'cause I don't care. All that shit is so true. Like it's annoying, but it is so true. Like the let, 'cause I don't know why. I don't know why I like it's all about like breaking up like the own trauma that you have up here and in here, I guess too. But it's just like really taking that step back and being like, why am I giving all this attention and energy to someone that clearly has shown me time and time again that they don't really care? And instead, trying to like with me, trying to rebuild the connection with my mom, getting closer to my sisters, like being kinder and like to my friends that I talk to almost every day. Like, why am I not like putting more in like in that? But that's what I started doing. And it's so true. It's just like, and so you almost get like frustrated because you get enlightened and then you get to this point now where it's just like, why was I even like how I was? But that's like I said, dude, the cliche thing. That's the annoyingly like cool part about the journey is like when you take that, when you make improvements and then you take that step back and it's just like, oh my God. Like, and it's just like, I'm just setting myself up for so much success to be like a real full-blown adult, like with a family and like a career and then still being able to do all this. Like, I know, like I'm setting myself up for success and, but it's about enjoying right now. 'Cause if you're not grinding and enjoying the grinding part of it, then when you get to where you're going, you're not going to be satisfied. And even if you are, you can maybe pretend that you are, but like that was my biggest thing. And I've told people this when I knew that I was going to move out of my small town. I knew it. I didn't tell anybody and I was terrified of leaving. But like when I was like 16, I knew I was like, this place can't be for me. But like it was weird for me because I was so comfortable there. I had so many connections. I knew so many people. I was set up for so much success. But I just knew I was like, I would never, I can't be happier. And then when I got into college and like started doing my college thing, like, and still knowing, but being like, I have to get this done and taken care of to be able to leave. And then like what I built for myself out here. Now, granted, there are probably a few people that I might have rubbed the wrong way and maybe aren't huge fans of me. But dude, that's just the funniest thing about it because like I almost feel bad for you for being on that side. Like, because on the side of me, like all the friends that I do have, all the genuine connections that I have on the good side, dude, I would hate to be on that side and not like me because it's fun over here. We have a fun time and I'm a fun guy, dude. So it's just like it's all just finding balance. It re and just I don't even know what this episode has turned into, but I mean, I hope there are people even still listening to this. That's what scares me. It's like I feel like I went so hard last year and then dropped off, and just anyone who was like a consistent fan kind of got like a fuck you for me, which I swear that was not the intention. I just needed to deal with my own stuff. But like I was saying, like never like if you're in any situation right now where like you're either going through a breakup or you're still down about one, or something didn't work out with somebody, or anything like a friendship that went sour and you don't talk to that person anymore, or if something with family, any type of shit like that, to where it's like literally just don't do what I've continued to do, and react off of your emotions, and not just like literally just take a deep breath and then try to put it in perspective. Like, how would I react even in like a couple days from now? How would I react in a couple weeks from now, in a couple months from now, because of how I acted like when back in August or whatever it is to stuff. It's just crazy because all I had to do was relax, like let things go that didn't want to be there, and just keep doing my thing, and I'd be less. But that's the other thing, is like I'm not embarrassed how I acted back then, because I've learned so much more now from going through that. So also, you got to give yourself grace. You got to give yourself grace too, because it's just like you do. Lori Wheeler on YouTube and on TikTok, she's like one of my favorite people to listen to. Lori Wheeler and Leo Skepti, or whatever, those two have been so huge in helping me like on my journey. Those two are the dopest. But Lori, her biggest thing, one of the things that she talks about all the time is, God, I blanked and I forgot. So that's 100% my bad, dude. But there's one thing that she says, and it's she talks a lot about like if people don't want to be around you, why, like what are you gonna do? Make them like, so like the faster you get that through your head, like then she's never says it to be a jackass or be mean, but she's just like literally she's like, think about that. Like, what are you gonna do? Make them if they don't want it? Like, no. So it's just like you got to be easy on yourself. You got to just process it, let it go, let whatever comes come, let whatever goes go, and just like be in that flow state, dude. Like me adjusting and doing that now and being in that flow state. I had a buddy of mine from Wyoming call me Thursday. I haven't talked to him in like a fucking year, and I've just been in this, very, very like Zen flow state recently of just like not really just enjoying like the day to day and just not forcing anything, not. And I just today I woke up and I just was like, God, I haven't talked to my boy Dennis in a while. So, and I know he's golfing today, so hopefully he brings home some hardware. But I was like, I haven't talked to he's one of my best friends. I haven't talked to him in forever. I was like, let me just text him. He texted me, he's gonna call me later today. But yeah, my buddy from Wyoming calls me on Thursday. Haven't talked to him in like a year. And we just caught up on FaceTime for like a half hour. I was with people, so I had to go. But it's just one of those things where it's like it's so like it's the universe, dude. Like it's just, and that's just because of the mind state. And it's just like I'm not forcing anything anymore, dude. I'm letting whatever comes come, and I'm letting whatever goes goes. And like same thing like with the podcast, like anyone that listens to this and is like, oh, I want to reach out and talk to him, but like what if he's not gonna, like dude, like anyone that, like first of all, like the reach was for this to where if one person listened and texted me, like that was more than enough, and that's happened. So it's like if you're in a spot where like you want to talk, like I'm more than happy to have a phone conversation and see like where you're at. And I'm not like a licensed professional at all, but like I can definitely give you some insight, because I've definitely been through some shit. I've definitely put people through some shit, that's for sure. So, but it's just like don't ever hesitate to reach out, or if it's just to be like, yo, I fuck with the podcast, like dude, those messages mean so much to me, because it's just like seeing like
actual people that are listening to you when, because like when I started this, dude, that's the other thing too. If you want to do something, like everyone is so self-absorbed to where it's like they, you think that all these people are like, what is the word? Like, I don't know if it's like conspiracy. I don't know there, but you think whatever that word. So whoever wants to figure out what word I'm even thinking of, you think that all these people are like sending your shit around in group chats, and even if they are, fuck them, because that's all projecting. I've done that shit before, and then being secretly jealous of like, dude, this person's actually doing what they want to do, and they have the balls to put it out there, because it, dude, who, and you think that they're sitting on that. Like if you like, let's say you want to start posting some whatever it is, and you post and it's cringe, and even if people are sending it around, everyone has so much fucking going on, especially with this right here, right in front of them, to where they'll laugh at you, and it's just right back to worrying about themselves, dude. Because everyone's so insecure, and even the people that are confident deal with insecurities and shit too. So it's like, but we have so much shit being thrown in our face all day long, every day. So it's like, if you think that you're that relevant to people all the time, then you need to kind of take a step back and realize like you're really not that important. Like, and not to say that in a bad way. That's just to put your mind at ease, because that had to help me, because I don't even share my shit on social media because I'm still self-conscious of like posting this on Twitter, and then like one person being like, "This sucks," and then me being like, where do you live? Because I will drive my vehicle there and put it into your living room. But it's just like, like, who cares? Who cares? Because I'm actually like, that's my thing that I have up on so many people is I'm not getting paid for this. I mean, I have ads on my podcast, but like I make like a couple cents every listen through those ads until I get actually sponsored. But it's like, this is so oversaturated. So it's like, I'm not an idiot. I should have started this 7 years ago, but and like two, I think two, three, two or three people now, because of me and what I've done with this, they want to start a podcast too. It's just like, dude, I'm sitting here with literally all this takes for me is my Mac, an adapter, and my microphone with this cord. And a coffee, because I'm obsessed with coffee. So it's like, but that's literally all it takes. And then all you do is you download, like I'm on Zoom right now. Zoom cuts it into a separate a video with audio file, and then just a separate audio file. It does that for you at the end of every recording. Like, so then you just go. And oh, something's popping up. Oh, I think we're okay. So you go and you just take that, separate the audio file into like I use what used to be Anchor. It's a Spotify podcast now or something like that that distributes it everywhere. And then I take my video and audio, I take my video file and I put that into YouTube. And it's a pretty, like, that's a simple dumbed down process. And I'm just going to keep doing that for years. Like, this is easy enough. And I've met so many cool people that I cannot wait to have on for this next season to share their stories and then just push it even further into their community for their episode. And then just more and more people seeing it and like letting it, like, just letting it build and build and build and just let, like, not worrying about like the product, just like letting me as the brand just take care of itself while people share their stories and we just shoot the shit about life. Like, that's exciting to me. That's exciting. You can see that in the way I talk about it. What do you want to do that's going to make you talk about how I just talked about my dreams like that? Really find that out. You really have to sit and find that out and just go from there. And that's just like, that's just what it is. But this is just getting too long. But like I said, hopefully we can just be more consistent in a lot of things. In a lot of things, I'm trying to get in like the best shape of my life. I'm trying to build this out as much as possible.
trying to just elevate all my friendships and relationships as much as I possibly can. And you can too. It's just up to you. No one's going to come save you. Believe me. Because that was one of my biggest things. I was sitting around for someone to come save my ass for the longest time. And it's just like, oh, shocker. How many years later, no one's come yet to save me. Because it's not going to happen, dude. But don't let that scare you. That's the exciting part about the journey is you have to, once you decide and once you start, I'm telling you, once you start making a little bit momentum, I never thought that where I was just sitting at less than a year ago, I never thought I'd be sitting here actually happy. Like, I'm not even in an ideal situation right now. I'll go into that in maybe a different episode, but it's just like, it's not about, like, yeah, yes, you got to be present, you got to be right now, but it's all constantly building and setting yourself up for later. But, like, Avery and I went last night and got a late workout in. Neither one of us wanted to at all. I had a stomach ache, could not stay off the toilet, and she just was, her and I just were both like, yeah, no, this doesn't, we don't want to do this at all. Both, Noah's the best of this too, because all three of us work out together all the time. Noah's always like, get the fuck up, like, let's go work out. Like, let's go. Like, stop laying around. Like, if you lay down for too long, like, then we're not going to go. And so he's huge. But, like, yeah, like, last night, Avery and I picked each other up, went in, got a solid workout in, came back, got some good food, both went to bed, like, relatively early, got some great sleep. Now we're going to go maybe chop it up at a coffee shop or go grab lunch or something like that, and then I don't have any, like, real pictures of me done, so I think I'm going to grab a couple outfits. She's like, shit like that. Like, same thing with TikTok. All the TikToks that I post, I hate seeing myself on camera. I've never been like, I never feel like I'm good looking enough, like, aesthetically pleasing enough to be on camera. Every time I upload a TikTok, it's like my skin crawls because I feel so pretentious and like, oh, look at me, look at me. I promise you, no one cares. But that's just going to help me if I keep staying consistent and posting on that. So, it's been a while. I don't know how long I went, but I'm going to cut it off there. Thank you so much. If you still listen and fuck with it, let me know. But we're going to stay consistent and we're going to keep grinding. Appreciate y'all.